Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ball's in your quarterback's hands here. Not putting the blame on Josh. I'm saying is, you take that, it's Josh Allen. Oh.
Is the Buffalo Plus podcast brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. Bills Chiefs winning this game 27-24 in the divisional round. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. We always appreciate it. All right, guys, let's do what we always do. Let's break down this game. Mike, I want to start with you.
It's just crushing to see them lose like this. There were some really good things in this game. This team was first half was fun.
Yeah.
Allen was Allen. Joe Brady was calling a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they weren't stopping Mahomes, but they had the lead still.
Very few possessions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was probably the weirdest thing, was that you looked up and there was the third possession and the first half was almost over.
Yeah.
You kind of had that sense of like, one or two stops is going to be the difference in this game.
1,000%.
And the Chiefs got him, the Bills didn't.
Bills got a couple at the end, gave themselves an opportunity. Look, there were some outstanding individual plays. Khalil Shakir made that big play when he bailed out James Cook after he dropped a touchdown, and then made the touchdown catch, which, Dan, you got a better shot than CBS did, which I give you credit for that.
Insane thought. To make that throw, insane execution on the throw, and insane ability to catch that ball, keep your feet in bounds, inside the pylon. One of the plays of the year.
Yeah.
In that spot where you felt like that was the play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before, I was going to let you go here, but there are certain things, like Khalil Shakir is one of those guys that you feel a lot better about as the way this year went on.
Yeah.
But I can't get there yet. This is just
the Chiefs
again.
Well,
and it's here.
Here's when the fake punt went as poorly as it did.
Terrible
I thought
call.
That might be the game. And then to have the Jordan Poyer play to force that, to take points off the board, I thought this is new life. The Bills need to drive down the field. And at that point, it seemed like, okay, this is exactly what's going to happen. And then, Dan, that drive stalled out, obviously.
Yeah.
And Tyler Bass. And I don't even want to, like, we have talked about special teams and the fear of having something go awry in that one third of the game.
Yeah, you guys were right.
I don't want to be right.
So, Jen.
Sorry. I'm not like Dan. I don't want to be, like, I don't take joy in having.
No, there's no joy. It's just joy amongst the three of us.
Yeah.
Like, and look, like Bass, like, I get it. I don't know. Obviously, Martin tried to tough it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much, Dan, that played into roster spots because
he
was not good in the game punting the ball. I don't know if it had any impact on him holding the ball. Like, I don't know if a hamstring is going to impact you holding it. But come on, it's a 44-yard kick. And I know you can tell. What was the wind like?
It was windy today. Like, there's no question about it. And that's what Bass kind of said after the game. He knew the ball was going to – the wind was pushing it in that direction. He should have played it more left, he said. He missed it right. There was no thought in my mind. When they went out there, I thought it was close enough for Bass. Stunned. We were talking about it just for this, a word to describe this feeling right now. Jenna came up with crushing. I know people have commented in, like, you guys aren't fans, that's sad. Like, I'm sad right now.
Yeah.
Me too. Like, it's just a sad feeling of thinking that this team was really had something special. And when you saw that drive, after they knocked that ball out of the end zone, by a whisker did he stay up. And you went, oh my God, they've got a chance. And then the drive, the fourth down conversion to Shakir, the third down completion to Sherfield, the way Josh fumbles the ball.
Spencer Brown.
The Chiefs go to scoop it up falling on it. And they recover all of those things. And I looked at them and I went, this is going to be an 8-minute legacy drive. That was a legacy drive. And it stalled out on third down, or on second down over the middle to Shakir.
Yeah.
So Deion got pushed into Josh. I was just watching the TV broadcast of it by Chris Jones. I don't know how much that affected him. He had Diggs underneath for probably at least 6-7 yards.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of hindsight. I think they wanted the touchdown. And yeah. I understand.
Well, you wanted the touchdown because they did get a couple of stops. It's crazy, though. The Chiefs moved the ball so well. They really, I think, technically ended up with 4 third downs.
Insane.
And they only converted one of them. One of them they converted by penalty, so I don't even know.
By the way, that was a bad call.
It was a bad call. The contact was made before the ball was in the air, and the contact was within the 5 yards. And the refs actually said to each other, good call. When you look at the replay, the ball is not out of Mahomes' hands. He hits him within the 5 yards. Legal play for defense. And they missed it. That one, when you look at it on the replay, the ball's not out of Mahomes'
hands. Super late. It was
the flag.
I think they just threw the flag now. It was crazy, crazy late.
But
that they called it.
Then the Bills' defense
got to stop.
Was it Dorian or was it Colin Douglas?
Dorian.
Because I thought.
Yeah. No, it was Colin Dorian Williams. And he did. He gave him the little hip check there, but the ball wasn't in the air and it was within 5 yards, so it's a bad call. But look.
Yeah.
They got the reversal on the fumble, which was the biggest, biggest call of the game.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they would have gone up, 10?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it would have been tough. But then they got it back.
Hated the fake punt.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Sean said he wanted it to be a little bit of an element of surprise. They hadn't faked a punt all season long. He thought his offense needed a spark because
DeMar
the defense
Hamlin?
Couldn't get it by.
Really?
Stop. I just don't want DeMar Hamlin to be my element of surprise. I want Josh
Allen
on the field if that's what you want.
But I even hated the design of the play. Back and forth. He's basically saying, hey, guys, in case you didn't know, I'm going to run it here.
It felt very slow developing.
It felt odd. Yes. It's like when they go to do the fake,
everybody
motions around. Yeah. Everybody, and you're like, this isn't a normal play. Like, they're doing stuff that's not normal.
But they survived that. They survived, like you said, they survived all these things to go down the field and, we're going to hear wide right. Yeah, I know, wide right.
I know,
right.
That.
I know, it comes up all the time.
ESPN
Al Michaels,
already.
It's your fault. You had to make that call so pronounced back in the first Super Bowl. But he did miss it. And, look, I think they needed a touchdown on that last drive.
Probably.
Because I didn't have much faith in them just stopping them from a field goal. I mean, if you get a touchdown there, at least you go up by 4, and they got to score a touchdown. At least you try to keep
you
them out of the end
zone. You have that type of pressure that you would put on them.
Yeah.
And the Bills' defense had gotten a stop before that, even though obviously earlier on it felt like they were just walking down the field at will.
The D-line got dominated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't.
For a banged-up defense, and we can talk all about the injuries and all those things, the D-line was healthy. The D-line was not physical.
I thought
enough.
The Chiefs' offensive line was the best unit on the field.
I agree.
They were great in this game. And the same
thing they've
happened,
been great all year.
Yeah, but the same
Chiefs,
thing happened last year when it was the Bengals' offensive
the
line.
The Chiefs
against
had 8 plays of 20-plus yards.
Yeah.
The Bills had 0.
Yeah.
And I got to give Mahomes a ton of credit. You know, everybody talked about him coming on the road. Nothing seemed to faze him.
Nope.
It didn't. He did make 2 poor passes to give the Bills an opportunity when he missed twice in the end zone.
Yep.
But the rest of the time, just great movement of the ball. He did a lot of things well. But look, I've referenced this. Reasons, not excuses. I got to say, man, that defense was playing very shorthanded in this one.
Absolutely.
You know, no Benford. I mean, in terms of the starters.
Terrell Bernard.
Bernard, they miss him a ton.
Taylor Rapp,
you're playing with guys who have a tough time in general. You know, you're talking about A.J. Klein on a couch and Tyrell Dodson, who's been a career, basically, special teams guy, and you're out there trying to guard Travis Kelce.
And Kelce looks like Kelce.
He did. He looked really good.
Stephon Diggs' drop.
Yeah, yeah, those are the other ones. Allen gets in the ball deep, got to hold on to it.
There's just going to be a lot of questions, though, with why his productivity in the second half of the season.
The offense felt very vanilla in the second half.
Yeah.
It felt like they could, where I, early on in this game, I thought the Bills' offensive line was physical. The offense was balanced. It was mixing in quick pass games,
yep,
over the middle,
yep,
the running game, all of those things. Offensive line kind of got pushed around in the second half. James Cook felt indecisive. They got behind the sticks on first down. And we joke around about the running the ball, right? I don't mind running the ball when you put yourself in second and four and second and two. They got themselves in a lot of second and nine.
Or second and 12.
13, yeah. 14. And then I'm just sitting there kicking myself going, that's a wasted down.
Yeah. I thought Brady had just a rhythm going in that first half, mm-hmm, pace, energy. Allen was so engaged. And then the second half, of course, Chiefs took it right down the field,
yep,
and grabbed the lead on, but then the Bills ended up getting the lead again, and then they couldn't stop them. It didn't help. It did not help that the Chiefs maintained possession of the ball a lot. I mean, they were just moving down the field. The Bills couldn't get off the field. But with all that being said, Josh Allen gets the ball. Bills offense get the ball with a chance to drive down and win the game, or at least take the lead. They end up not getting it done. Ball's in your quarterback's hands here. Not putting the blame on Josh. I'm saying is you take that, it's Josh Allen.
100%.
You take that.
Yeah, you take that.
Well, like I said, we can talk about all of the mistakes. You still had Josh Allen with your defense struggling to get stops and the injuries and all of those things. And Mike said it right. Josh, he did his job again. Because you drove down the field and you had a 44-yarder to extend the game. And you're right, Mike, you're right. Maybe it doesn't win him the game. But damn it, you give yourself another shot.
Yeah.
You keep yourself in the fight.
Yeah, you never know what happens, right? You never know what happens in this game, at least then. Look, you got to make it. I mean, that's the case. Special teams really, really let them down in this one. There was no question,
yeah,
on that. So
it hurts. Like, yeah. Allen after the game. And that is a really hard spot when the season's over and you're like, hey, how you do? Like, it's a really hard spot, but you could just see how dejected Allen was.
It's Groundhog's Day.
Well, that was what I was just going to say.
Three out of the last four seasons.
And then last year was brutal because it was here again, two straight years here at home. That's the thing, Janet. You're right. It's the Groundhog Day feel of like when Micah Hyde says, you know, we know how much it takes to get back here. They're right. You don't just snap your fingers and you're back here. Look at the Bengals. Right. And then they had injuries and then they're out. Right. I mean, it just isn't easy. The Chiefs and unfortunately the Patriots before that made it look not easy.
Yeah.
Kind of easy.
Six straight years in the AFC championship game. I mean, give them credit.
That was the most efficient Chiefs offense I have seen this year.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I didn't think they had that in them.
They flipped the switch. And we didn't think they hadn't flipped the switch really all this year.
I haven't seen them have four 20-yard plays in the last four games I've watched them, and they have eight today.
Yeah, Valdes-Scantling made an incredible catch on the first drive of the second half. He had 70-plus yards. I said Rice was better. He had like four catches, a couple nice catches, but Kelce's the one that hurt him. Pacheco just runs so hard. He's just a very good player. And again, if you want to talk about individual efforts, the Bills had some of those too. And it was a 27-24 game. I mean, that's
we're not
the thing.
Sitting here like this is a 30-10 blowout, no. Like where it's like, oh, I didn't have a chance.
That's the thing.
That's what sucks, was that we can list all of these reasons, Mike, not excuses, reasons to why they lost. And we still had a kick.
Yep.
Still had a chance.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Orchard Park tomorrow. Locker cleanout. We will talk to a lot more of the guys to hear what they make of this season, what happened against the Chiefs here today, and where the team is at moving forward. Because that's another big thing, though, is the questions that come with all of those. What do you look for in the draft now? How do you rebuild this team? They are massively over the salary cap, which I know is not real, but that is something that you have to finagle to push down the line.
Yeah, you do have to make moves. There is some age on this team that is going to be addressed. I think you're going to see some name players not be back next year.
I agree.
I don't think there's any question that's going to happen. And if I'm Brandon Bean, I become a little aggressive in the offseason. And aggressive doesn't always mean bringing in. It might be going out and bringing in.
Yeah.
Deals on the table. Like, again, you don't need to blow the whole thing up, but it's the NFL. There's already,
Yeah.
But they can be aggressive to change things a little bit. Something's got to change. We can talk coaching staff. We know that Sean McDermott's not going anywhere. No. I don't think Joe Brady is going anywhere. I don't think any of that is changing. You may think otherwise, but I don't think any of that is happening with this team.
And I know people are probably screaming if you've made it this far in the video. The defense didn't get stops, all these things. Sean McDermott took all the responsibility, said the defense didn't impact the game enough. He thought two-thirds of his team played well. He said, or two-thirds of the team didn't play well enough.
Mm-hmm.
Said the offense did enough, special teams not good enough, defense not good enough. And he's right. They got pushed around in the running game, which allowed them to be two-dimensional.
The Chiefs.
And that's the one thing that Sean always says. You got to take away something.
Yeah.
You got to make teams one-dimensional. And the Chiefs were so balanced today because, to me, it didn't feel like Mahomes killed them. In other games where you're just like, Mahomes was just so good and all these things. Mahomes was good, but he wasn't, wow.
I think he had some moments and then those chunk plays like you talked about. But hey, they were balanced.
What is it? There was the old saying is you wouldn't have known what cologne he was wearing. They were so far away from him. Like they got a couple times. Like Russo had his hands on him the one time and he got away.
I didn't notice Ed.
But look, I got to tell
you, that was disappointing.
I thought he just played a really good road playoff game. He did. Mm-hmm. Got to give him credit. Look, we picked the Bills. We thought this was going to be here. We thought we'd be going to Baltimore. We wanted all of you to come with us, right?
Yeah.
It felt very Brady-like, the way that
he did.
It felt very big brother, little brother.
But that's cute.
No, but it also felt, we've talked about how the Chiefs, a dynasty evolves. This felt like a evolution, like what New England would do.
It's the way New England would win, even when they weren't at their best.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So do I.
Ugh. God. All right.
Wish I had the bleep button.
All right. For Dan and Mike, I'm Jenna. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We'll have plenty more coverage. The coverage never stops.
Never stops.
Thank you for watching.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.